Ladies and gentlemen, it is what we hope will be the last day in the KSFR Fun Drive, and we are delighted that you are there. We are delighted to be bringing you public radio. During the Fun Drive, as you have heard, we do ask you to call and make a contribution to the station by calling 428-1393, and we do that so that we can stay on the air, just as simple as that. We have a goal each hour, and we're going to set a high goal this hour. We're going to set a goal of $2,000 for this hour. We would like you to call, and we really need the calls in order to stay on the radio. 428-1393 is the number. If you like the Radio Cafe, if you support the Radio Cafe mentally and morally, go ahead and give us a call now and support it financially. And if you're new to the Radio Cafe, maybe just take a little risk and give a call to our number, 428-1393. We're also going to sweeten the deal for you a little bit by giving away just a few tickets to a film that is being screened tomorrow night at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts. I'd like to welcome Poki Piotin, who is the founder of Gaia Gardens, and Nanda Current, who's producer of the film Bringing Food Home, Discovering Sustainable Solutions. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about gardening, community gardening, urban agriculture. I wanted to ask you, how did you come to make this film in the first place?
Well, actually, somebody in the community suggested it to David Aubrey, who runs Lightning Wood Pictures and Fox Road Studios. And David invited me on the project and said, gosh, there's a story going on about a farm that's developed in the south side of town and running into some issues in terms of whether that's going to be an acceptable project in the city of Santa Fe. And so that's how we got involved. And we've been on it for about 2 years, and this is the culmination of our work.
And it's a somewhat short film, not really quite feature length, but was a little bit over half an hour. And very interesting, because it brings up topics not only of what urban agriculture is, but what kind of issues come into play when you're dealing with a neighborhood, and how a city like Santa Fe can look forward to what our food sources might be 10, 20, 30 plus years from now. How did you start Gaia Gardens?
Well, I got interested in urban agriculture through another project where I was looking at all the components that make this topic of sustainability. And I kept getting drawn to composting and soil building and community gardening as a means to really re-educate people as to what food really is, what, you know, soil health really is. And so I started looking for a piece of land, and this property came available. And so in 2012, we started breaking ground, and we started this farm.
How big is it?
The property is 3.5 acres, so we're kind of spread out through the property, but the cultivated area is about 1 acre.
And on 1 acre, you're doing a lot of different kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wanted to showcase, you know, all kinds of crops. So we do everything from basil to Indian corn to winter squash, tomatoes, all the greens that you see at the markets, garlic, potatoes. We push the envelope and try to, you know, grow things that may, you know, not be the most appropriate for this climate, but just to see how we can sustain them with a healthy soil.
And you also have some animals running around?
Just a few. We don't let them run around too much because they tend to chomp on everything, but we have ducks and chickens.
Ah, okay. So this is one of the things that's interesting in the film is that you're on 3.5 acres, which is a lot of land for being inside the city, but you are in a residential neighborhood down in the south side of town. Mm-hmm. And some conflicts arose with the neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city started receiving complaints from a neighbor stating that everything we were doing was illegal. Growing food in the city is not permitted, which is not true. And granted, we were doing things that were not allowed as per the zoning codes as they exist currently, which means selling at a farm stand. and the home occupation ordinance, which regulates what a business can do in a residential zoning, states that you cannot sell products that you make in your business on a residential neighborhood. You cannot sell them on the premises. You have to take them out. So we stopped doing that, and we started going to the farmer's market.
What would you like to see? I mean, do you feel like there could be better regulations and rules around community gardens and urban agriculture in Santa Fe?
Well, the city, under the leadership of the new mayor, Javier Gonzalez, is moving forward with creating an urban agriculture ordinance. So it's been in the making for a year and a half now. It's been in the hands of the Food Policy Council. Now it's in the hands of a new committee, and which I've been invited to participate in. And we're looking at other cities and really looking at other models. There's great models out there from Seattle, Portland, Boston, San Francisco. They've passed ordinances specifically for urban agriculture many years ago, as far back as 10 years. So we're looking at the best practices from these ordinances and trying to make it specific for Santa Fe. So other people starting farms like ours won't bump into the limitations of the current zoning codes.
One thing that I think is so interesting, and it does come up in your film, is that a lot of young people are really interested in farming. People getting out of college say, I want to learn farming, I want to go to an organic farm, things like that. Which, I mean, you know, a generation or half a generation ago when, you know, my peers and I were graduating college, nobody wanted to go work on a farm, or it would be a sort of, like, thing to do for fun. What do you think is changing?
I think the status of food and the elegance of it has risen up in status in a lot of ways, and I think the pride in the fact that so many people have had history with farming in Santa Fe. One of the people down that's in the film down south talked about they did an oral history project, and they discovered that pretty much everybody in Santa Fe had a family member that had a history of farming or agriculture,
especially people who were from here a couple generations ago.
Yes, and now there's a real interest, like in Erin O'Neill's program at the Santa Fe Community College, in culinary arts and cooking and local food and farm to table. I think all those things have created a brighter future, and I think they recognize that that's something we need.
I wonder also if there's not a piece of it that has to do with the fact of climate change, the fact that we are so being so harmful to our own environment.
Yeah, we see a lot of interest in young people wanting to take up farming. We use two programs. One is called WOOF, which is a worldwide organization of organic farms, and we also go through another organization called ATRA, which is part of the USDA, and we recruit interns through ATRA. And I think most young people that are in college are pretty aware that the planet needs a lot of care. And jumping into farming and learning how to restore our soil, I think, is very close to their aspirations.
How do you see, and how do both of you see, urban agriculture and community gardening as part of a city's, whether it be Santa Fe or any other city's, economic development?
I think there's a distinction between community garden and urban farming, which is urban farm has a farmer that is working on production and on the life of the farm. And community farming is an endeavor where individuals might get together and grow food together, but they aren't necessarily going to sustain the whole aspect of growing food for public consumption. So I think both of them serve an important purpose. The urban farming deals with the future of food and how we keep money and jobs and economic possibilities in Santa Fe. And I think community farms develop the whole notion that we can take care of ourselves and offer food and community to one another. But they share the same qualities.
Have you done the math in terms of land, water, population, and calories? What it would take to actually feed the city of Santa Fe from local sources?
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of economic development, it's still very small what we're able to yield in terms of money from a 1 acre, but it won't be long before the trend catches on and we start using more efficient technologies like hydroponic, aquaponic, which can yield much more per acre. But our small farm has diversified in terms of selling seeds, plant starts to other gardeners, worms, compost tea, we do salves, we do produce, obviously. And the first year, for example, we grossed $10,000. You know, it's insignificant, and it's not going to attract a lot of people to make a living.
A career choice, yeah.
Right. So it's really a passion, but each year we're increasing our revenues. Last year we grossed $60,000. That was our third year. This year we're probably on our way to do more than that. Yet it's still, you know, a labor of love, and it's difficult. But in terms of your question, a farm like ours can probably sustain 40 people in terms of fresh food, and that's only during the growing season. If we were to extend that through high tunnels and more high-tech greenhouses, maybe 100 people could be fed from 1 acre. And these are wild guesses. So you can do the math and divide our 20,000 by 100. We need 2,000 farms, basically. And Santa Fe, interestingly enough, in a survey made in 1919, at 2,000 acres of cultivated land with 38 acequias. So it was a self-sustained city at the time. I don't remember exactly the population. It was around 8,000 or 6,000. And New York, at the turn of the century, was sustaining itself. All the food was grown within 50 miles of New York City and for a population of almost 1 million people. So it's doable. We've forgotten because after World War II, basically we abandoned farming to go work in factories, and farming got relinquished to our breadbasket or Mexico or Chile and wherever our food is coming from now. So the trend is to start bringing, as the documentary state, bringing food home, relearning how to grow food near our cities so we don't waste all this fuel and resources.
We're talking about the film Bringing Food Home, Discovering Sustainable Solutions, and it is, ladies and gentlemen, the KSFR Fun Drive, and we do a short summer fun drive. We're hoping to finish up today. We don't know if we will or not. We have a certain dollar goal that we have to reach in order to stay on the air for another few months. If you would please call 428-1393, 428-1393, and make a pledge. I would be so grateful. We would all be so grateful. But I personally would really love to hear the phone ringing and hear you guys saying, I support the Radio Cafe. I like what I'm hearing. I'm interested in agriculture, urban agriculture. I'm interested in gardening. I'm interested in what this city might be like 20, 30, 40 years from now. And here we have these wonderful people who've made this great film and are doing this labor of love on the farm. You can get a pair of tickets if you call 428-1393 and make a pledge. And I think we've got at least one or two thank yous. So let's turn to Nick in the control room.
Yeah, we got one here. We want to say thank you to Cy Husk Baskey.
Thank you, thank you. And let's get the phones ringing crazily. We do have a goal of $2,000 for this hour. So it's going to be a lot of work to get there, but if everybody can make a contribution. And look, I just got a note that said that Gaia Gardens will donate $50 in produce for the first $100 donation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is very generous. So let's get that $100 donation, and we'll hook you up with these nice people here who will give you some delicious, like, what are you growing right now? Like, what's in season?
We have kale, chard, collard greens. We have turnips, carrots, beets, leeks, onions, basil, and I think that's it right
it
now.
It sounds like a very mm-hmm. good stir fry.
Mm-hmm. With cabbage also.
Yeah, and do you feel like your food is more nutritious for being locally grown?
Well, we're a certified organic farm, and we also practice biodynamics. So our methods of growing are very, very pure. We don't use any additives at all. We make our own preparations. We make our own fermentations with, like, comfrey and chamomile. So we really, truly what we're doing is we're growing soil, and as a byproduct, we get beautiful produce. 'Cause when you're a farmer, you really have to work your soil for about 5 years before you can really start seeing results. As far as nutrition, we can easily say that we're the freshest food in town right now because we are located 3 miles from the plaza. So when you get your food from us, it's it hasn't traveled 1,500 miles like the average food that comes to our table.
Do you sell at the farmer's market?
We have been selling at the farmer's market, and we are just opening a farm stand again. Today, actually, is our grand opening. So we'll be open Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 8 to noon. And we're located right off the Arroyo Chamisos Trail between Yaca and Camino Calos Rey. And you can look us up online at thegayagardens.org. thegayagardens.org.
Excellent. Nanda Current, you're the producer of this film, Bringing Food Home, Discovering Sustainable Solutions. What are your hopes for this film? What would you like to arise from it?
I think one of the things that has already happened, which I think is quite neat, is I've gone out and filmed a lot of people and interviewed people and edited along with David, and there are all these people in the north and the south and in Santa Fe itself that didn't know each other, but they knew of each other. And now they're kind of all under the same roof, and there's a kind of networking, I think, that's available because of that. And I think that that's the biggest goal, is for people to understand what their options are and how the film represents those possibilities. And I would love to see it in schools and libraries and community centers and other gardens, and I'm going to try and travel it to California and take it to Homeless Garden Project and other projects that are really concerned about building community and a strong food base for their cities.
And Pokey, how did you start doing this farming thing? That's not what you did your whole life.
No, it's not. I think it's a nudge from spirit. I was actually involved in an internet project related to sustainability, and as I mentioned earlier, everything I was researching was pointing to the basics in terms of the components that can help us really rebuild a regenerative culture, and relearning, reconnecting with our food source was where it seems like we needed to start. So I just jumped wholeheartedly into the project. But prior to that, I met actually a very talented and experienced biodynamic farmer by the name of Joaquin Lawrence and Hirschman. And he said, I'm going to Mexico and we can do a project together there. He really took me under his wing. He wanted to just, you know, really immerse me fully into what biodynamic and soil building are about. So we went to Mexico and we did a project there in a community center and reclaimed the landfill and had a beautiful garden, and we gave the food and sold the food to the community. So, and you know, it's been 4 years now, and we've had to tackle much more in farming because the issues that we encountered with the lack of supportive zoning codes has thrust me into politics in a way, and activism. I've had to really mingle with the people who are really supporting urban and local food growing, like farm to table, and the people from Homegrown New Mexico, the Santa Fe Market. And so I've joined many boards so I can be of assistance to all these layers that we need to establish in order to really move the city towards, you know, a sustainable goal.
The film is called Bringing Food Home, Discovering Sustainable Solutions. Pokey Piotin is the founder of Gaia Gardens. Nanda Current is producer of the film. It screens tomorrow night. That is at the CCA. What time is the screening?
It's at 8:15. And one thing that's important to remember to mention is that we have a panel discussion with Joel Glansberg, who wrote Pattern Mind and is a permaculturist, and Aaron O'Neill from Culinary Arts in Santa Fe Community College, as well as David Aubrey and myself talking about the film. That will be following the movie at 8:15.
So we will see you at 8:15 tomorrow night, and I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
Yes, thanks.
And once again, 428-1393 is the number if you want to get a pair of tickets to the film, if you want to get some produce for a $100 donation, or if you want to just donate to KSFR because you think this public radio station is worth something. 428-1393. If you're a Radio Cafe listener, please help us make our donation goal for this hour, and that goal is $2,000. It's an ambitious goal. Robert Knott will be up in a moment. We will be right back. Please take this opportunity to call 428-1393.